Well, today I have the pleasure of interviewing a rather young talent from Luton in the UK. Now, Luton is a little north of London. I have to say that, you see, because people could be listening in from anywhere in the world, you know. And apparently it was the centre of hat making in the UK. Did you know that? There you go. There you are. Anyway, I have with me Olivia Lynn, and Olivia loves to have a good old chat, so we're going to get plenty of information from her. So how are things in Luton?
Things are great, thank you. Yeah, things are going really well for me. How are you?
Yeah, no, it's going well. Our radio show is going from strength to strength now. So it's great. It's all good stuff, you know.
Good.
So how did it all happen for you then? When did it all start, this singing lark?
Well, I've been singing ever since I was a little girl. And, you know, I kind of grew up around music. My mum loved to sing. My nana sings. And I think I first probably started singing when I was about 4 years old. And I really remember this one time I was in Spain and I sung for the like a proper song. I sang My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Okay.
And I was only young. I was probably about six, I think. And I sung this song in front of like hundreds of people in Spain at the hotel I was staying at. And ever since then, I guess I just realized, you know, I love to perform. So yeah, I mean, my dream has always been to be a singer. And I really want to get myself out there as much as possible. And I really don't want to do anything else. You know, I always like to say, like a lot of people like to say to me, oh, like Olivia, do you have a backup job? And what are you going to do if this doesn't work out? And I don't really like, I think that's quite negative. Like, I don't really like to think like that. I'd rather think,
absolutely.
You know, it's all or nothing for me. I don't want a backup job. I don't want to do anything else. If this is what I love, then I'm going to fight for it. I don't want to do anything else that I'm not interested in. So, and this is what I want to put my all into. So fingers crossed, it will go well. But yeah, I've been, like I said, been singing since I was a little girl.
Great stuff. And do you class yourself as a country pop, that kind of a genre?
Yeah, country pop artist I am.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, I understand you've, what, three songs you've had issued? Am I right on that or am I wrong?
No, you're right, yeah. So I've got Modern Girl, which is my first single, which came out in September. Then I had the Modern Girl Club remix, which is like a DJ version of it.
Yeah.
And then I've got Anchor in the Storm that came out in December, I think, which is a song about my mum. And then obviously we've got the new song coming up, which is I Love It, which is out on the 9th of Feb, so this Wednesday.
Absolutely. I think you can't wait for that to come out, can you?
I'm so excited, yeah.
And I gather you had quite some success, a fair amount of success with those first two tracks. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I did. And I really didn't expect it. You know, I released Modern Girl and I thought, you know, nobody really knows me. I've got quite a good following on like certain social media platforms like TikTok, but no one really knew I was a singer, only people who I'm close to. And, you know, so when I released Modern Girl, I didn't expect it to do, as sad as it sounds, I didn't have really high hopes. I just didn't want to get my hopes up.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I released it and all of a sudden I'm getting messages like, Liv, you're in the top of the country charts. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, you're at the top of the country charts. And then I was in top 40 in the UK at one point. And then the top 100. Oh, it was crazy, a mental experience, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. That's really good news, isn't it? Oh, that's great. Love it. Now, I gather you had some favourites when you were growing up. You had some favourite country artists. So who sort of influenced you?
I always like to say Dolly Parton. My nana used to listen to Dolly Parton, and that's kind of how I like found my love for country, because of her. I used to listen to it in a car when I was growing up, so definitely Dolly Parton played a massive part in my love for country. Also artists like Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus, not a lot of people realize, but the reason why they are so famous is because they originated from country pop music. Them two artists definitely inspire me. And then, you know, I like a few Patsy Cline songs. I do like a few of her songs as well. And then you've got like Megan McKenna in the UK, who not a lot of people realise is actually a country pop artist as well. Well, so
There you go. I must admit, I'm a great fan of Taylor Swift. I think she is a fantastic talent, and I don't care what she sings. I don't care if it's pop, country, or whatever. I've got all her albums, and I've, you know, I just think she's
amazing, isn't she?
An incredible writer, you know.
Yes.
So how about writing? Any of your songs have you written for yourself or co-wrote?
Yeah, so I, Modern Girl was written for me. I had a little, they kind of sent the song over to me and asked me if I wanted to change anything. And if I wasn't happy with it, then I had the opportunity to change it, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I co-wrote Anchor in the Storm. And I've also helped write little bits in this song, I Love It. Mm-hmm. And the next couple songs that will be coming out, I'm actually going to have like written them myself, like no co-writing. These are actually going to be songs that I've written, which is crazy. You know, one minute I'm singing songs that I've written for me, which is amazing. Because basically I have a songwriter who's absolutely amazing. And I send over my personal experiences or songs I want them to be about. Because I don't want my songs just to be, I want to sing songs that mean something to me.
Yeah.
I don't want someone to just write a song and throw it at me and have to sing it. So they're amazing. And, you know, they let me write what I want the song to be about. And then, you know, they kind of put all my jumbled words into a bowl, mix it up, and they just come out with this amazing song every single time. So they are amazing. But I think this is a great opportunity to show my songwriting skills off in the next couple of months and be able to release a song that I've fully written myself, which I cannot wait.
I think that's tremendous. I think it's a great way of, you know, sort of hearing your words being put into music and various things like that. I think it's great. So where do you do your recordings?
So I do my recordings in Wellingborough, in a little studio called Beck Studio, who they're amazing there. They're so supportive and they're just really helpful. They know what they're doing. So they're great there. And we recorded three songs in the recording studio. I'm also waiting for my next song to come out, Water Under the Bridge, which is a cover of an Adele song.
Okay.
And I think we're going to go back there soon, actually, to record the next few songs that will be coming out. I'm just trying to get as many songs out as possible to be able to release an album. So we then can go out and do gigs and, you know, like concerts and festivals of my own music. Because it's obviously a lot better singing my own music out there so people can get to know who I am, who Olivia Lynn is, and my songs. So, yeah.
Oh, so any ambitions about recording in Nashville or somewhere over there?
That would be amazing. I was literally talking to my manager about it yesterday, and I was like, how amazing would it be? Like, next stop, Nashville, please. Like, that would be a surreal experience. But actually, at the minute, I've managed to bag myself a gig in Spain, which is crazy, which is happening in June. I'm trying to get other gigs.
That's the one in Mallorca, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get other gigs in other places, but one in Nashville, I just wouldn't know what to do with myself. I'd be over the moon. That'd be a crazy, crazy experience. But that is definitely one of my goals, yeah.
So you're talking about possibly getting songs together for an album. Will some of these singles that have been released already be on it, or are you thinking of totally new stuff?
So I'm pretty sure, I think a few of these songs will be on the album. Mm. The album is going to be called Pages of My Life.
Oh,
now, the reason why it's going to be called Pages of My Life is because, like I said, I want each of my songs to be like a chapter in my life.
Mm.
You know, like, they each mean something to me. For example, Modern Girl is me getting myself out there. That's my first song. It's literally about me trying to go far. Anchor in the Storm is about my mum, who's played a massive, massive role in my life. She's literally my best friend. She's been through everything with me. When I was going through a hard time at high school and I dropped out, ended up being homeschooled, she was so supportive of me no matter what. And obviously my whole family were, but her in particular, she's always the one that's up at the hospital with me if I'm ill, or if, you know, something's not going quite right, or if I need someone to talk to. So I've got that song about her. And then we've got I Love It, which is obviously coming out on Wednesday, which is, you know, like a breakup song. So that's like, you know, I've been through stages of my life. You know, everyone has relationship problems. I'm only 16, but, you know, I thought I'd chuck that in there because I know a lot of people, I want people to be able to relate to my songs.
Yeah.
In one way or another, you know, it might not be about a breakup for them. It might be about a friendship. you know, Anchor in the Storm might not, it might be about my mum, but for them, they might look at it about, you know, a guardian or their dad or their grandparents. So yeah, hopefully the next couple songs that I'm releasing will, you know, be chucked in there too. And each of them will mean something. You know, I've got a few coming up that I want to write about some serious topics about social media and kind of raise awareness about that as well. So yeah, I'm just really excited because I think this album's going to be a great first album, especially as it's going to mean the most to me personally, and hopefully inspire others out there too.
Fantastic. I gather you're at college, is that right?
Yeah, I am. First year college.
Oh, what are you studying?
I'm doing performing arts. So I really want to be an actress as well, actually. So that was my dream, is to be a singer and an actress. That would be crazy.
And why not? You could end up on the stage somewhere in the West End, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, that seems to be the way things are happening nowadays. Loads of people are doing it.
Yeah.
So now, if people want to listen to you, listen to more of you or see you in concerts, have you got anything planned in the future? Apart from the trip to Spain?
Yeah, so apart from Spain, like I said, we're trying to get a few together in other countries and other places. I think I've got a few gigs in my hometown coming up, and a few little parties that people want me to sing at.
Okay.
But right now, I'm just trying to figure out how to get out in other places. I'm going to Dubai on holiday, and I'm trying to get a gig out in Dubai, which would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, listen to my songs if you want to listen to them at home. Then my music is on Apple Music and on Spotify. And it's obviously under my name, Olivia Lynn. So it's on there. And fingers crossed, when I get my music videos out, it will be on YouTube too.
There you go. I wanted that information so, you know, our listeners can sort of contact you and listen for your stuff, because that's the whole idea of our station, Nashville Worldwide, wants to support independent artists and put music out there that other people don't play. That's our sort of, you know, slogan that we always talk about, you know. So
that's really good.
That's really good. Anyway, can I just say thank you ever so much for coming in and chatting to us. We wish you all the very, you know, best of success for the future, and you must keep in contact with us. Is that all right?
Oh, yes. Honestly, no, I have to thank you for having me. It's a massive, like, I just thank you so much. You know, everyone's helping me and everyone's really so supportive, and it does genuinely mean a lot, and I'm not going to forget it at all. And I'd love to stay in contact with you guys. That would be amazing.
Lovely. Okay, then. Anyway, lovely to speak to you, and we'll see you soon, all right?
Yes, thank you.
See ya, bye.
Bye-bye.